What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, October 20th, 2020, getting into the week here. It's been a very busy news day. We've got a lot to talk about. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And we're now exactly 2 weeks away from the election, 2 days away from the final presidential debate. A lot of Sturm und Drang happening about that. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. So a little reminder that this Thursday in our second hour, Ammon Bundy will be our guest talking about what's been going on with the Patriot Movement and some of the unfair smears that are being directed against them. Okay, before we get into the serious news, some fun science stuff here. Roughly 1 hour from now, the OSIRIS-REx sample return mission will sort of do a touch and go on the asteroid Bennu, which is hurtling through space at 63,000 miles per hour. And it's got this 11-foot-long robotic arm called TagSam. It will spend about 10 seconds collecting 2 ounces of loose rubble from the surface of the asteroid, then to head back to Earth, arriving in 2023. So that's kind of exciting, and I wish them all luck here. Now, earlier, actually late last week, there was a big deal being made about this asteroid that was going to hit Earth the day before the election. And Neil deGrasse Tyson was out there saying, don't worry, it's only the size of a refrigerator, it can't cause any damage. Well, they've refined the orbital track of this space rock, 218 VP1, and they're now saying it's going to miss. It'll come really, really close. They're calling it a buzz cut, but it's not going to actually hit the Earth. Okay, so getting on to the final presidential debate. The Presidential Debate Commission has instituted a bunch of changes. One of the ones that Donald Trump is not happy with is they're going to have mute buttons on the microphones of the two candidates. And the idea is when a question is asked, each candidate gets an uninterrupted 2 minutes to respond, after which there'll be a direct interaction and the mics will be open. And the Trump campaign is convinced this is being done to help Joe Biden. But the Trump campaign says that Trump may actually pull back and just let Biden go on in the hope that he's going to stumble and fumble and bumble his way through this whole situation. The other change that the commission made that a lot of people are questioning is foreign policy is not going to be one of the topics being talked about. And, of course, foreign policy is one of the areas in which Donald Trump is absolutely the strongest. So we'll see what happens between now and Thursday. Okay, now getting on into Hunter Biden's laptop, the story just gets murkier and murkier, and the shrieking on the other side to try and make it go away has reached absolutely hysterical portions here. But apparently, Hunter Biden's jailed partner, former business partner, has flipped and turned over a bunch of emails, and apparently buried in those emails were details of the deal with the former Moscow mayor's wife. Remember that $3.5 million that went from the Moscow mayor's wife to Hunter Biden's company? Well, it turns out it was part of a larger scheme to launder money into the U.S. to avoid sanctions. And Devin Archer is claiming his firm received $200 million. So this is just getting uglier and uglier. And I was noticing on social media, on the chats attached to videos and things, the latest Democrat talking point is, well, you know, Hunter Biden isn't running for president, so it's really irrelevant. Well, it's relevant if Joe, in fact, did get some of that money. It's relevant if Joe, in fact, did agree to meet certain people at the behest of Hunter Biden. But mostly, and I'm going to keep saying this, if Joe Biden can't manage his own family, he certainly cannot manage an entire country. And apparently, Joe Biden, one of the reasons he's called a lid and he's in his basement from now until Thursday, is apparently reporters from the corporate media are starting to ask questions about Hunter's laptop. And Joe Biden's only response so far is to basically get in a huff and walk off. Okay, last night Fox News reported it obtained documents purportedly showing Hunter Biden's signature on paperwork from that Delaware computer repair shop where he left three MacBook Pro laptops to be repaired. One of them apparently containing the incriminating information was waterlogged. It got dropped into water, and they needed to get that cleaned out here. And the documents match his signature on his paternity suit paperwork and various other exemplars of his signature. So that's looking more and more like an undeniable part of the story. And as a matter of fact, the Biden campaign hasn't actually denied any of it. They're not denying it's his laptop. They're not denying the emails are real. They're just out there saying, oh, it's just a smear campaign. It's a nothing burger. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Meanwhile, the Democrats as a whole are still out there screaming, it's all a Russian plot. Okay. Yeah, Adam Schiff is out there leading the cheer. This is all a Russian plot. Russia set this all up to happen. Yes, Russia convinced Hunter Biden to put all that incriminating information on his laptop, including reportedly videos of himself having sex with Chinese girls, which makes him open to blackmail by the Chinese government, I should point out here. And then the Russians arranged for Hunter Biden's laptop to get soaked in water, forcing him to take it to that computer store where they just knew the computer store repair person would look on the hard drive and then call the FBI. You want to talk about a wacko tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. But that's what Adam Schiff is out there. And, of course, the DNI is saying, no, this is not part of a Russian campaign. This is all very much real. Now, we're seeing the gloves come off in this fight between the real world and social media. And apparently there was this Washington Post op-ed yesterday by a former political advertising executive for Twitter and Google that is calling for all social media to flat out ban President Trump until after the election winner is declared, to absolutely cut off the president of the United States from the American people. Now, that is arrogant, to say the least. And, you know, we have a coffee cup over at our online store that says the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. That's what's happening right now. This fury over the New York Post story and the laptop and the emails and the possible pedophilia is forcing social media to reveal itself as a government gatekeeper. Okay? Wikipedia is already out there insisting that this whole Hunter Biden scandal has been debunked. There's nothing there. Pay no attention to it at all. And, of course, we've had questions about Wikipedia ever since they erased the entries for Michael Rivero and whatreallyhappened.com. But this absolutely confirms that they're there as another gatekeeper to tell you what the government wants you to believe rather than what you need to know. Over at Project Veritas, a whistleblower, a program manager at Google Cloud, basically admitted that Google's search engine is skewing results to benefit Democrats. Now, Ritish Lakkar, who identified himself as a technical program manager at the cloud service, made the comments in footage released yesterday. And the interview, as is typical of Veritas, appears to have been filmed without Lakkar's knowledge. The project manager accused Google of playing God with U.S. politics and skewing its algorithms to project negative news and talking points where Donald Trump is concerned. Okay, going on, Andy says, you are just plain and simple trying to play God. The power is in the search. Trump says something, misinformation, you're going to delete. If a Democratic leader says that, then you're going to leave it. So that's what Google has been doing. And I sort of am enjoying the fact that the Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit, antitrust lawsuit against Google. Google is insisting the lawsuit is flawed. I've got mixed feelings about this lawsuit because I'm old enough to remember when the government broke up the telephone company for being a monopoly. And we got all the little baby bells afterwards, and there was all kinds of confusion. And do we carry other companies' traffics? And it took a long while to sort out. So I still think that the easiest way to get Google and the other social media to behave themselves is to revoke Section 230 and open them up to civil litigation by people who feel they're being unfairly defamed, slandered, or censored by the social media giants here. The chief executive of AT&T, John Stankey, is saying the tech giants hold way too much power over online streaming because apparently HBO Max still cannot get their service on Amazon and Roku. Okay. So the Justice Department has filed their landmark antitrust case against Google, and I think for the most part it's a good thing. Because Google is stifling innovation. Part of the lawsuit is claiming that Google uses its preeminence to stifle competition, and that because of the biases inherent in its search engine, it's actually harming consumers. And I think those are two very good arguments. Meanwhile, Google, showing that it is completely unrepentant, has now added a black-owned business badge to black-owned businesses, to divert money away from white-owned businesses. And, Yelp has allowed for people to filter through business listings to find specifically ethnic-owned businesses, and now Google is signing on with their special badge. Okay, getting on over to the confirmation battle over Amy Coney Barrett, Charles Schumer actually entered a motion to adjourn the Senate, to basically shut it down until the next Congress convenes, which would be after, you know, January. The motion failed, of course. But Schumer is out there saying he's going to stop at nothing to prevent the nomination, or the confirmation, rather, of Amy Coney Barrett. I wonder if stop at nothing includes an attempted assassination. So, Amy, if you or your people are listening to this, make sure you're wearing your Kevlar undies. Alrighty, here's another article about the debate commission here. This is from domagood.com. The debate commission scraps foreign policy focus in third debate, it's actually the second debate, after Trump is nominated four times for the Nobel Peace Prize. And he didn't get it, but then the good news is neither did Theda Gunberg. Trump is objecting to the unfair mute button during the final debate with Biden, but says he will take part. All right. From the file of Where Are They Now, apparently Georgetown University has hired fired FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok as an adjunct professor at the university's Walsh School of Foreign Service, the School of International Relations at Georgetown. So Strzok is listed as an undergraduate adjunct professor at Georgetown, according to the university's website. Moreover, Georgetown University is mentioned in the bio of Strzok's Twitter account. So he found himself a nice landing place. Turning to the international news now, the Nagorno-Karabakh leader is now accusing Israel of supporting genocide. And basically, since the fighting broke out between Armenia and Azerbaijan, other countries have been accused of fueling the conflict by supplying weapons to both sides. And the leader of the disputed enclave took things a bit further and accused Israel of supporting a genocide against his people. All right. Now, Iran has issued a warning. Their defense minister says the Islamic Republic will give a clear and direct response to any possible Israeli threat against its interests in the Persian Gulf. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Brigadier General Amir Hatami reflected on a recent measure by the UAE and Bahrain to fully normalize relations with Israel through deals mediated by the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump, noting that such a measure will pose a direct threat to the security of the entire Persian Gulf region. Okay. Apparently, China is getting very upset over the fact the Department of Justice has detained Chinese research scientists accused of lying about working for the People's Liberation Army. This is basically an espionage scandal. And it broke about the same time as the COVID-19 pandemic hit the scene. And the Department of Justice was scouring around for these research scientists who were working in these classified areas in the United States in bioweapons research, who turned out they had pasts linked with the People's Liberation Army, and they had concealed it in the paperwork coming to this country. So that's why the Department of Justice has grabbed them. Now, Chinese government officials are threatening American counterparts, including through the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. The nation will take drastic action if the demands are not answered. So China is now threatening the U.S. and Canadian consular staffs and tourists. So this is getting really, really serious. All right, the big question that everybody is asking, this is coming from Russia Today, with all of the military buildup that we're seeing along the shores of the Taiwan Straits on the Chinese side, is China really about to invade Taiwan? They certainly seem to be making the noises in that direction. China's increased military posturing near the island of Taiwan has led observers to worry an invasion might be in the offing. China has just equipped its army with the most advanced hypersonic missile to prepare for that possible invasion of Taiwan. This is coming from CuzBlue.com. Over in France, this is an ugly, ugly story. Police have arrested an 11th suspect in last Friday's grisly beheading. The government is vowing to disrupt terror financing networks. Now, this has led to a lot of consternation in France. Interestingly enough, French Muslims, as soon as this beheading had taken place, they started agitating, demanding amnesty and open borders. Again, a caller pointed out yesterday, this is getting a lot of coverage in the foreign press, hardly any here in the United States of America, because it underscores the dangers of an open borders immigration policy. Okay, so this teacher was decapitated by an 18-year-old immigrant from Chechnya, was shot and killed by police. The assailant was. The gruesome nature of the attack has rattled French citizens. Okay, so it's an ugly, ugly story over there. Down in Haiti, they're using rubber bullets and tear gas against their anti-government protesters. They're blocking roads and setting fires in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Several people have been injured. And this is the latest protest during more than a year of protests calling for the resignation of President Jovenel Moïse over corruption charges. Now, Haiti is currently experiencing a political impasse without a parliament and now is run by decree under Moïse. So it's a dictatorship by any other words. Okay. Apparently, Bolivia's Movement to Socialism Party is celebrating a crushing landslide victory in last Sunday's elections. This basically is the complete defeat of the U.S.-backed coup government, who has now conceded defeat. And, of course, here in the United States, the media is responding with apathy and disappointment and not much else. But apparently the latest attempt to take over a country by regime change has cratered, done a face plant here. Now, this is a good idea. Former presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard is urging the U.S. Congress to seek to expel Turkey from NATO. And the Nagorno-Karabakh region declared independence from Azerbaijan in 1991, announced their plans to join Armenia, which led to the war. This is now being interfered with by Turkey. So Tulsi Gabbard has submitted a resolution to the House of Representatives calling for the expulsion of Turkey from NATO. That's actually a very good idea, because if Turkey mixes it up and drags Russia in there, I don't think we want to get dragged into a war with Russia just yet. Certainly not on behalf of Turkey. Okay, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We got a lot of news yet to cover here, so stay tuned, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsor. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. And a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your support to keep on doing what we're doing. We're running on baling wire and duct tape to keep things going here. And we really do need your help. We don't have large corporations pouring money all over us. We don't have eccentric billionaires dumping money all over us to keep the word going on out. Basically, the attitude is the truth can be had for free. But a lie pays big bucks in the United States of America. Unfortunately, getting the truth out does have costs associated with it. Office rent, server fees every month, telephone lines, as you saw recently. So once again, if you can help out, thanks in advance. And the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, getting on back to the international and slash military news here. Apparently, the United States Army, sort of feeling a little left behind by smart missiles and space-based technology, has been working to update artillery. And supposedly, the Army is developing a cannon that is able to blast through air defenses, quote, as far as Moscow, end quote. Now, they're calling it the Strategic Long Range Cannon, and it is being said to be able to strike targets at up to 1,150 miles away, which is 50 times farther than existing guns. You remember those big Paris guns that the Nazis built? They only built two of them. They could only fire, I think it was like 24, 25 miles, the same range as the naval artillery on the Iowa-class ships. So apparently they're working on that, and I imagine they're developing some kind of a guided smart shell, because at 1,150 miles, accuracy is probably going to be a bit of an issue here. All right, Nancy Pelosi and other negotiators are racing the clock, because tonight is the end of Pelosi's deadline to agree on a COVID-19 stimulus. If they don't reach an agreement, nothing will happen until after the election. Obviously, Donald Trump would like the stimulus to go on out now. Pelosi would like it not to, but the public more and more is seeing the Democrats as being the sticking point here. And one of the reasons, of course, is that Pelosi is bundling a lot of demands with the COVID-19 relief. That's why it's so much more than the Republican offer, because she wants funding for all kinds of things, like the cities and states that have been run by Democrats that are now on the edge of bankruptcy. She wants bailouts for them. She wants changes to the election law, last second changes to the election law that are going to help Biden. And obviously, Trump and the GOP are standing firm on many of these things here. Okay, let's get into the economic news here, because, you know, the stock market had a decent day today, but there are other indicators we need to be paying to. Over at Zero Hedge, they have a new phrase called Shipageddon. And they're basically talking about how the current capacity of the shipping lines, container shipping lines, are 100% full. Okay. They're unable to get new containers built. There are apparently no new ships available. A lot of the old ones, when the economy went into decline, a lot of them were sent off to get scrapped. And now all of a sudden the supply chain is starting to head back up as we head into the winter months and people are scrambling. So the whole container shipping cycle is at absolute full capacity. So October's ocean container market is unbelievable. They're sold out, and they're just struggling to keep the network going here. And there will be bottlenecks going into the winter. So frankly, if I were you, I would make sure I had a little extra stock, you know, stuck away there. I mean, all you preppers do, I know. But if you're not a prepper, having a little extra, you know, canned food stuck in the back of the pantry, or some other things, just in case you go down to your supermarket and there's an empty shelf, which we're starting to see, I have to add. All righty. Talking about Biden's tax plan, the commercials are making a big deal that Joe Biden is not going to increase taxes for anybody making less than $400,000 a year. That's you know, a lot of people, like, you know, soak the rich and so forth and so on. But it's going to lead to a combined rate of 62% for those making more than $400,000 a year in some states. This is the highest increase in 3 decades. And a lot of people are already saying they're going to leave the country rather than go with that. The other issue that you need to pay attention to is that Biden's tax plan revokes Trump's tax breaks for middle-income earners. And that means your taxes are going to go up $6,500 a year on average. We're going to take a break for the commercial. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the economy, and we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines here. And remember, the new number is area code 512-248-8252. All righty. Now, Goldman Sachs is reportedly about to settle one of the biggest criminal cases involving a Wall Street bank since the financial crisis. Now, according to Bloomberg News, Goldman Sachs has reached an agreement with the Department of Justice to pay more than $2 billion in penalties, but it allows the bank to avoid all criminal penalties. So they get to skate and say, we've never been convicted of a crime, blah, 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 blah. Little analysis here. Investmentwatchblog.com. The stock market frenzy leading to a climax in 1929 ended, and the ensuing crash occurred precisely when investors realized that a recession was about to hit an overheated stock market. Well, we definitely have an overheated stock market, and we're definitely in a recession, if not a depression. Some indicators are saying this is a full-blown depression we're going into. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Actually, it's Biden. I found a video yesterday on YouTube where Biden was praising Pierre Trudeau to his son Justin and saying that a man's measure is whether his son is better than he is. thinking of
that's
Hunter
a good
Biden.
Video here. Yeah, well, I just got an email from a reader who said that the Biden campaign is not denying that the laptop belongs to Hunter, but they are now denying that Hunter Biden is Joe Biden's son.
Are you serious? Or is that a joke?
It's a joke, obviously.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about Biden goes on to praise Pierre Trudeau and say that he was a decent and honorable man, and that he conducted himself as prime minister with great integrity.
Okay.
Well, during the War Measures Act, when the FLQ, the Front for the Liberation of Quebec, kidnapped two diplomats and killed one, and Pierre Trudeau used to be a Quebec separatist when he was younger until he became prime minister. So when this occurred, he called out the army. There were tanks in the street, guns, and reporters were questioning him. And Trudeau always spoke through clenched teeth with a nasal tone because his nose was up in the air. And he was saying, you think we shouldn't be protecting everybody? And he goes on and on and say, well, I'm not going to worry about the weak-kneed, bleeding-heart liberals. And all I have to say to them is, go on and bleed. This is a leftist. This is how the leftists view human life. If you have a bleeding heart, go on and bleed. Then the other irony is later on in the House, in Parliament, when he didn't like being questioned, he mouthed the words F off. Mm-hmm. There was a black member of Parliament who said, very clearly that he saw Trudeau mouthing the word F off.
Gotcha.
And Trudeau, of course, denied it. And he said, I didn't say anything because it wouldn't be on the Hansard record. He said, if you want to read what you want to read into it, you can. So then one of the reporters asked him, well, then what did you mouth? And he said, well, what is one thinking when they say fuddle-duddle?
Okay.
The other thing that Trudeau did as a liberal who cared about the people, when there were protests of unemployed people in the western provinces, he gave them the finger. Now, Al called in the other day and denied what someone reported, that Justin Trudeau is actually the son of Fidel Castro. Actually, he is. When Fidel Castro's son committed suicide, he left a suicide note that he had borne the ignominy of his whole life, the humiliation of his father saying, you're not as good as your half-brother. And that was in a suicide note. Men don't write things like that just before they're about to blow their brains out. Now, if you look at Justin Trudeau and you look at Pierre Trudeau, they don't look anything alike. Pierre Trudeau was bald and he had a parrot mouth. And he looked like a fish. Meanwhile, he was also known, I know this from a person who knew him. He was actually one of the executive vice presidents of the CTV network who told me this, that he saw Trudeau with homosexuals in London, England. So he was known to be a homosexual among certain circles, which is one of the reasons probably why he brought in the law liberating the poor homosexuals at the time. Furthermore, he had two sons that were born 2 years apart on Christmas Day. This is when white Christians made up the mass of the voting public. So he used Margaret Trudeau in that sense. And then, of course, he handed her over to Castro. Now, they visited Castro jointly many, many, many times. And when Margaret Trudeau talked about Castro, her eyes were always gleaming with adoration, and she has nothing but praise for him. So anyone who denies that Pierre Trudeau was a deceitful, corrupt man is, you know, well, only Biden would call that, call Trudeau's behavior, decent, honorable, and filled with integrity.
Yes.
It's on YouTube. Look it up. And the most important thing is, to my mind, is when you see Trudeau or hear Trudeau with his contemptuous, sneering expression, looking down at the reporters who are questioning him and saying, well, if there are a lot of weak-kneed, bleeding hearts out there and don't like seeing, the army with guns and tanks in the streets, then all I can say to them, to those bleeding hearts, go ahead and bleed. That is on YouTube.
Okay.
A little bit. So that's the kind of person that Biden admired and called a man of integrity. And if that's what the liberals really are like, and we know that that's what they're like, because the communist China, look at Tiananmen Square. We know what the Soviets did when they had power, socialism. That is what it amounts to, a total disregard for human life. So how anyone can justify socialists or leftists as being more humanitarian is utterly beyond my comprehension. Trump has his failings. There are a lot of things about the man I don't like. But the comparison of the two is they're not even in the same league. I mean, they're not even in the same species as far as I'm concerned. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. But look it up. It's available. I mean, I'd play it for you if you had time so you could hear it. If you could hear it. It's only 5 minutes long if you want to hear it.
Well, I don't think we have time for that, and I'm also concerned about copyright violation.
Ah, okay. Well, then people should look it up on YouTube, and the thing is, you will see the look on his face and the contemptuous look. And as I said, I had a personal friend. He's now dead, so I don't mind revealing what he told me. He saw Trudeau with known homosexuals in London, England. And shortly after that, he brought in the law that said that the government had no business in the bedrooms of the public. Well, the problem is that fecal bacteria does not remain in the bedroom. Those who engage in that kind of activity, in sodomy, do take fecal bacteria out into the public. So the public ultimately, we've seen increases in things like E. coli and other MRSA pathogens, that are intended to stay where they are and
where
not be circulated amongst the public.
Let's not get too colorful here.
No, not going to get, but I mean, the point is it does get into the public. So it isn't a matter of the government, you know, it's staying in the bedroom. They don't go around like surgeons keeping the gloved hands up in the air. So there are certain activities that the government does have a right to, and always did. They did in the past. Protect the public health departments existed for that kind of prevention. So anyway, I will leave it as we near the time when we make a choice between bad and badder. People should keep in mind what it means when you vote for Biden. Anyway, best to you all. Whatever happens in the U.S. certainly affects us in Canada. So,
yes, it does.
Please vote wisely for everyone else as well as yourselves. Bye for now.
Well, all right. Bye for now. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael.
Yes,
Michael,
you're on the air.
Yeah.
Yes, you're on the air.
By the way, the Paris gun goes back to World War I, and it could shoot a shell 80 miles.
All right, I stand corrected.
Just to let you know, yeah.
Hey, okay.
Listen, concerning yesterday's call I made yesterday, I want to continue along those lines. And to one thing addressed about Kelly from Austin, who criticized me for, saying that that the Republicans should pick the Democratic candidate. I don't believe that, but I do believe that the President of the United States and his Justice Department should go after criminals.
Yes, I agree.
And there is a saying that justice delayed is justice denied. Now, Donald Trump had 3.5 years to indict Hillary Clinton for very high crimes. I mean, really, selling the State Department for financial gain And what she did with her server in her private residence is such a high crime and an indictable offense. And yet Donald Trump could not get any of his attorney generals to prosecute Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, likewise, which tells you a lot about how untouchable the Clintons are.
Well, it shows how indifferent Donald Trump is to delivering justice to the citizen.
And well, likewise, I think you're ignoring the idea of bureaucratic resistance because, you know, it was only a week ago that Donald Trump ordered the declassification of all the Russiagate documents, but all of the involved agencies are simply ignoring him. So Donald Trump was probably out there saying indict Hillary Clinton, but the attorney generals who are more afraid of the Clintons than they are of Donald Trump just ignored him.
But let's remember, Donald Trump made himself famous on that TV show for the famous line, "You're fired."
I agree.
He ran under the claim, too, of being he was going to drain the swamp. There is nothing stopping from him from changing attorney generals or FBI directors monthly on a monthly basis until he gets one who can actually perform their jobs and indict criminals, especially high political criminals. Now, the very fact that he also could have indicted Joe Biden 3 years ago because of Burisma, they knew about that several years ago, but he delayed.
Yes, they did.
And this is what I'm talking about, Donald Trump. Justice delayed is justice denied. Donald Trump has no interest in delivering justice to the American people. Oh, when he does, though, let's remember.
Do you think Biden is going to?
Hold up, let's not, well, we know he's a criminal, and Donald Trump allowed a criminal, because of his indifference to pursuing justice, to become his competitor in this election. That's Donald Trump for you, right? He's the one who's supposed to stand up for law and order and make sure his underlings deliver justice to the people. And I think he's more concerned about himself and how his political outcome is and maybe securing this election because, you know, if you run against a known criminal and people are aware of it in October, right, that makes Donald Trump more electable. So I think this is cynical political scheme by Trump and Giuliani to, you know, it's an October surprise, as I said yesterday, to get himself elected and to win against Biden. But if he had come out a year or two ago and knew Biden was a big political candidate, he could have pressured the Department of Justice to go after the Biden. People knew about it several years ago. It happened in 2015.
Yeah, we were talking about it a year ago. You know, the whole idea of the laptop coming out now, although the FBI supposedly sat on it for almost a year, this is more evidence that proves that the speculations and suspicions were true.
Well, they knew enough about just through the Ukraine and petitioning the Ukraine. They could have started this as soon as Donald Trump set foot in office and done pursue justice. But, you know, that looks too political. You know what I mean? And I guess that's part of his personal cowardice and why he's afraid to deliver justice. I guess that's his excuse. But then again, he can brag about, you know, putting some white nationalists in jail in Michigan for some cockamamie scheme as though they were going to actually kidnap the governor of Michigan. That the Department of Justice can pursue. And so this is what I was trying to bring up about this, is that Donald Trump has the ability to pressure the attorney generals and the ability to fire and appoint new attorney generals, like cutthroat attorney generals instead of stonewallers like Sessions and Barr.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes it this way. And that's what you people have to realize. He likes it this way. And that's why, by the way, one last note before I go, Michael, and you've been very kind, is I am not a Biden voter. I already voted. I voted for a third-party Constitution Party, just to make sure you're aware of that. And on that
note, okay.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show, and I hope there isn't a train in the background.
No, Michael. I'm home here. Aloha. Hey, Michael, just a quick question. Did you ever find my old web blog and the essay that Two Can Play Trash by any chance?
Oh boy, it rings a bell, but I'm not sure. I mean, I don't remember it clearly. So, if I saw it was a long time ago.
No. I just gave it to you last week. The day from Massachusetts.wordpress.com.
Okay, I'll have to look for it again.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I just gave it to you last week. I think you'd enjoy those essays that I wrote back around like 2008 and 2009.
Okay.
Michael, being the word person that I am, and of course being the word person that most of the RBN family is.
David, I got to put you on hold. David, I got to put you on hold. Stay right there, word person, and we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with David in Boston. And David, you were telling us that being the wordsmith you are, and please complete that sentence.
Oh, yeah. And then I was going to say, and also, you know, the RBN family. Michael, I had a funny thought a while back. You know how they say a picture is worth 1,000 words?
Yes.
But a mouth a mouth is worth a million words, okay? So
okay.
I'm worth more than a picture. A picture may be worth a thousand words, but a mouth like mine is worth a million words.
And okay. So anyways, mouth like mine is worth $1.95.
So, Micah, listen, being the wordsmith that I am and just being the word person that I am, I'm thinking about this laptop and this sexual pervert, Hunter Biden and everything, and how he mm-hmm. likes the little underage girls to see them dancing and everything. And then I got to thinking, I was a cab driver up in Alaska for years, and it's so cold up there in the winter that the cab driver has to go in to the businesses to get the customer. Like, there's a big strip joint up there called the Great Alaskan Bush Company. And I used to have to go in and find out who it was that called the cab, because it might be 50 below zero, so they don't wait outside for the cab. The cab driver has to go in and find the customer, you know? So there's all these girls dancing, but they used to have lap dances. They used to refer to these girls stripping in front of you and everything as a lap dance. So then I said, wait a minute here. Let me connect the stars to David here. So you got a laptop, and then you got these lap dances, and then you have Sloppy Joe talking about, the little kids jump up on my lap, and I love the little kids jumping up and down on my lap. So I did a little search and everything. I saw Biden with some colored kids, I think by a swimming pool or something, and he's talking about the little colored kids jumping up and down on his lap and stroking his leg, and I don't know which leg it was. You can read between the lines on that one, because the other stroked my leg and, you know, watch the hair rise again and all this. But then he goes on to, he's talking about the little colored kids jumping on his lap. He says, so don't tell me, I know about cockroaches. Can you imagine that creep? What the heck is he? Is he referring to those little colored kids as cockroaches and everything? But the thing is, you know, you got the laptop, you got the lap dances, you got Biden talking about the little kids. They're not his grandchildren either. You know, if
yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. So you know, it's funny. With these lap dances and these the perversion, this pedophilia stuff with little underage kids jumping up on his lap and everything, it would be kind of poetic justice if a laptop computer brings down these people that are into lap dances and having little kids jumping up and down on their laps and everything, you know? But
yes.
But anyways, so, hey, listen. And I hope Layla will forgive me for this now, but because she said she doesn't like these little stories I tell, I don't think. But the LGBTQT community up here in Boston, Michael, they had a big seance. And Boston is a big LGBTQ P. I always have the P, too, and you guys know what the P stands for.
Okay, we're almost out of time.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, they had a seance, and they conjured up the former head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover.
David, I'm going to put you on hold. You can complete your joke after our station identification, okay?
Okay.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.